fully fund schools, stand firm on safety. Martin Powell Davies, Socialist Party National Committee, a new member under pressure from their own failures to make sure schools are in a position to safely open more widely, the Tories have committed to providing £1 billion for schools next year. However, the money comes with significant strings attached. £350 million is for a national tutoring program for intensive catch-up support of perhaps 15 hours of tuition for 2 million disadvantaged children. But some simple maths shows that works out at £175 per pupil at a cost of £12 per hour. It's clear the Tories aren't looking at employing qualified teachers as tutors. No, this is a cut-price model relying on exploiting students and unemployed graduates instead. It will also be run through a few selected private agencies, which will also be taking a slice of the money for themselves. Just as they have done with the NHS, the Tories are trying to use the COVID crisis as a cover for further privatisation. The other £650 million will be allocated to schools, but that's only about £90 per pupil. As well as catch-up tuition, schools are being asked to provide summer schemes, books, and laptops for pupils in greatest need. Extra funding is always welcome, but this is too little, too late. Those books and laptops should have been provided when lockdown started. Summer play scams and youth provision have fallen victim to years of austerity cuts to council services. School staff, who the Tories seem to forget, have been working long hours supporting children throughout the lockdown, certainly can't be expected to volunteer to run them. Central funding to councils is needed urgently. £2 billion funding gap. Even before the crisis, schools needed over £2 billion extra a year to reverse school cuts. After the crisis, the primary educational need for children isn't enforced numeracy and literacy catch-up, but a recovery curriculum that focuses on their well-being, not an imposed test-driven curriculum. The Tories are angry at trade unions in general and the National Education Union, NEU, in particular. Why? Because we've refused to meekly accept their reckless drive to open schools more widely. Instead, by demanding that the NEU's 5 tests need to be met first, we've been putting the safety of our members and school communities first. Some scientists, like those on ISIGE, the independent alternative to the government's scientific advisory body, have also refused to simply dance to the government tune. ISIGE has issued a new report condemning COVID-19 testing arrangements as being chaotic and haphazard, and contact tracing as being still not fit for purpose. It also says it is far too soon to reduce social distancing rules indoors from 2 meters to 1 meter. That shows that the NEU has been absolutely right to demand that testing and tracing be functioning properly before schools open more widely, and that it's simply not yet safe to try and pack full classes into schools, as the Tories want for September. Unions must not buckle in the face of the onslaught from the Tories and the right-wing media. Instead of the public being encouraged to blame the unions for simply doing their job, the unions should be encouraging the public to place the blame squarely where it lies, with the government and its failing private sector allies.